A series of business forums have been held recently in major Australian cities to promote the China International Import Expo, scheduled in November in Shanghai. China is Australia's largest trading partner, and many participants believe the expo will further boost China-Australia trade, which is worth more than $130 billion a year. A forum has just concluded in Brisbane, organized by the China Chamber of Commerce in Australia and the Australia-China Business Council. Australian businesses have learned that more than 100 countries are expected to take part in the Shanghai Expo, which is set to give them access to business networks boasting 150,000 domestic and foreign purchases. They will also have access to the lucrative Chinese consumer goods retail sales market, which has consistently risen over $470 billion year on year. Stephen Abbott, president of the Queensland branch of the Australia-China Business Council, says the expo provides a great opportunity for Australian goods and services.
Yeah, I think the expo provides Australian companies with a wonderful opportunity to showcase their wares on the world stage. I think that the opportunities in agriculture, tourism, education, mining services are just abundant within this country, and having a partner like China involved is a great opportunity.
The event is also appealing to small businesses, like a local honey producer in Queensland called HoneyX. Company director Roger Masters is keen to bring their products to the booming Chinese middle class.
And it can be difficult, but it's a big country, it's a lot of people, and they need products from outside. This is one of the first import initiatives that I've ever seen. And there are some big food shows like Spial or Anuga or Gulf Foods. That's in Europe or the Middle East, but this is something in the Asian region, which is fantastic.
Over the past year, China-Australia ties have been strained by domestic politics in Australia, including the legislation aimed at preventing so-called foreign interference in politics. Michael Choi, member of the Queensland Parliament, says only stable political ties will ensure the two sides reap more benefits from their close economic and trade links.
Our political leaders in Australia need to understand how important China is. One in every 58 workplace in Australia are exporting to China. So the relationship with China is very, very important for our economic future. I understand that there will always be differences. We have two different forms of government, and we understand that. But I think we have a lot more in common. We need to be very careful to focus on what we have in common rather than our differences.
Australian Trade, Tourism and Investment Minister Stephen Sewell is set to lead the Australian delegation to the expo. So far, more than 90 major Australian companies, including health supplement giant Blackmores, have registered to take part in the Shanghai event. For CRI, this is Tijut reporting from Sydney, Australia.